transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
I have a very easy question for you. Now, this is, you get to raise your hand for this if you know the answer. Do you believe that George Washington was the first president of the United States of America? Raise your hand. Okay, some of you don't believe that. That's okay. I'm curious, for those of you who didn't raise your hand, why don't you believe? Maybe because you weren't there to see him in person? Right? Huh? Because the history says so. Because someone was there and they saw George Washington take the oath of office at the Capitol, which was not the White House because it wasn't built yet. And someone wrote about it and told us. That's why we believe that George Washington was the first president of the United States. Do you believe that Julius Caesar used to be a Roman emperor? Raise your hand. And yet none of us were there, right? I could go on. Raise your hand if you believe that God became man and was born with the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your hand. Okay, good. We all raised our hand for that one. That's a good sign. We're making good progress. But none of us were there. And yet we believe. Today is the Sunday of Orthodoxy. It is the day that we declare the truth that God became a human being. The incarnation of Jesus Christ. Today is the day that we proclaim to the entire world that the creator of the universe became one of his own creation. Of course, we're not going to get into how he did it because we really don't know, because it's a mystery of God. However, it is the single foundation of our Christian faith. That we believe in this truth. And so the question of holy icons in the ancient church became part of the discussion on the truth of Christ's incarnation. You see, prior to Jesus Christ, no human being had ever seen God. Remember, Moses spoke to a burning bush and his face was protected because he could not see God. All of the stories of the Old Testament, none of our ancestors prior to Jesus Christ could see God. And then one day that all changed. One day this man known as Jesus is on the scene. And those faithful who had been studying the scriptures, they were waiting for him. Because the Old Testament talked about the Messiah, the Savior coming to save people, to save all of us. And so when Jesus appears on the scene and he goes and he calls Philip and he says, "Philip, follow me." Philip's response was what? He went to go and call his friends. He says, "We have seen the one who the prophets and Moses spoke about, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now, Nathanael, like any one of us, would say, Are you sure? Because he also had studied the scriptures, and the Messiah wasn't necessarily supposed to come from Nazareth. So when he questions, can anything good come from Nazareth, he's speaking truthfully. He knew his scriptures. And Jesus said of Nathanael, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." You see, my brothers and sisters, God came and there were witnesses. And those witnesses got their friends, and there were more witnesses. Those of you who are my age and older remember an old commercial on TV. And they told two friends, and they told two friends, and they told two friends. Remember that commercial? And next thing you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of people had heard of Jesus Christ. And this truth, my brothers and sisters, is what we're celebrating this day called the Sunday of Orthodoxy. Because imagine if all of this time, not one single picture had ever been made of Jesus Christ. Think about that for a moment, because the truth of icons is about his real incarnation. We know about George Washington because they painted pictures of him. We know of Julius Caesar because there's still old plaques with his face on it. If we had never painted a single icon of Jesus Christ, people would be saying, "Really? Are you sure? You say this guy is real, and no one even made one picture of this guy? This famous guy that the whole world followed, and no one made one single picture of him? There's no way they would believe that he existed." But we've seen him. We, the church. And so we, like Philip, are going to call our friends, "Come and see." And we're going to invite not just our relatives, but our friends, our co-workers. Because the world needs Jesus Christ now more than it has ever needed him in the past. The world filled with pain and suffering and darkness. The world needs Jesus Christ more now than ever. And we've seen him. In a few moments, those of us who are Orthodox Christians are going to receive his body and blood. And we are going to be in communion with him. We are going to become one with him. As we spoke 2 weeks ago, we see him in each other. Will God say of us, "There goes someone of Tarpon Springs, in whom there is no deceit"? Will we have the faith necessary to see God, to believe in him, and then to invite others to come and see? This is why in the procession of the holy icons, we take the icons outside. We didn't just stay inside the church. Tonight, our Pan-Orthodox brothers and sisters are coming from all the other churches. And we're going to go outside with our icons of Jesus Christ, because we're going to show the world that God is real. And that he came to save us. He came to rescue us from the darkness that is this world. And he came to comfort us in our pain, in our suffering. An imitation God cannot do that. An imitation God cannot hold our hand in pain. The real God can. Our God can. because he is good and loves us. And we have seen him. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.